Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon.
Thursday afternoon of fun. Ahead.
Okay. God.
Get yourself together, guys.
I'm sorry,
I'm
mate.
I'm talking to myself.
Yes.
How
are you? Because
Thursday afternoon, and today's outfit that you'll be wearing is brought to you by our lovely listener, Lindula.
Lindula.
I've got a couple of options. I think he'd look good in like a bodysuit.
You bet your ass I would, Lindula.
Or like a nice, like a little sundress, but a short one so it shows off his lovely lady legs.
He's got good pins. His lovely lady legs.
Yes.
Oh, yep, thank you, Linda.
I thought you were going to get the suggestion from our other caller. Do you remember?
What was the other caller?
Ross, are you a man who G-strings?
Absolutely, I've got seven of them.
Would you recommend the male G-string to someone such as myself?
Yes, I think you should wear it with a pair of matching fluffy slippers.
Can I just say, when we were discussing when you weren't here what you were going to wear today, Jesse three times said I should put you in lingerie. Like, he kept saying it, and now he's brought that grab. Mm. Jess, you can just ask him privately if you want him to do a dance.
He does. He does. Do you know, each time, because we go swimming together, the boy boys, each time we do, I go to walk in the water and he goes, and I say, what? And he goes, board shorts, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
every
time.
Oh, it's
make him happy one day, yeah?
Okay. So, hang on. I didn't hear any audio there from our listener, Lindula.
I didn't know if it was Lindula or Linda. Yeah. Anyway, it's Linda. Gorgeous Linda.
If I'm going to have a punt on a name, it's going to be Lindula. But, well, no, Eddie, I don't want to think about it anymore. Lock in Lindula.
131060 if you are a Lindula. here is your outfit for today.
Oh, that's
it
cute.
Describe it for everybody.
It is a sundress. It's yellow.
It is yellow / orange.
Great, I've got it.
Yep.
It's pretty short.
Yep, because your lovely lady legs need to be seen.
The pins and possibly a nutola are going to be on show here.
We'll do that next.
Okay, great.
Go put it on.
Gary and Tommy.
Very cute, Tommy.
I feel like we've really hit the gutter here.
We haven't.
Mate, I'm dressed in a sundress.
Linda said Lindola requested you wear a sundress.
I've just had a photo at the back of
you. Yep. Go to Carrie and Tommy show if you want to see Tommy in his sundress.
I'm holding a giant umbrella wearing a sundress.
Are you? You're holding an umbrella. Amazing.
If you lift everything. Your arms in that dress.
Yeah, it goes, the dress is very short.
It's really tight on the arms. It's cut off the supply. Sonda said I look chunky.
Yeah, our producer Sonda said, you've looked good in everything, but not this. It makes you look really chunky.
He really knows how to ruin a girl's night out, doesn't
he? Yeah, okay, we get it. It's the girdle area, isn't it?
It's just.
Yeah, the girdle. Is that what that's called, the girdle?
What are my...
Oh, my God, you've got breasts.
What size are my breasts?
Would you like a bra?
I reckon
you'd be a B. Oh. Yeah. Although if you push them up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's weird. anyway.
What's
enjoy
weird?
That,
weird?
People. It's just a lot.
That carries on a bit weird. For all of
it's a bit funny, weird though, because... that you're sitting there, looks like you're just wearing a top as a dress because it's so short. You look almost nude, which brings me to what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Accidental nude action.
Oh.
So a friend of mine was telling me how her sister...
Let's call your friend Lindola.
Lindola.
Yes.
Lindola's sister, Christola, had come home from work and was in the shower, got out of the shower and remembered she'd meant to take a photo of her TV that's on the wall that she's trying to sell on Gumtree.
Okay, she's trying to sell a TV.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
So she took a quick photo of her of her TV, and I've just realised I've really done this story around the wrong way because you know exactly what's going to happen. Anyway.
She's going to end up in a sundress? Taking a photo, holding an umbrella?
Anyway, TV under one arm. TV on Gumtree and had so many people interested in coming to pick up this
TV.
Do you
really regret the nude link?
Guys, you'll never guess what happened. And anyway, this guy said he was willing to travel 2 hours to come and get the TV.
It needs it now.
Anytime. And then he said, What's that noise?
It's a power saw. I was trying to work it out as well. I thought it was the bloke.
What's happening? Power saw in the background. Anyway,
this
guy.
Got me to go out and check on make a little
in
complaint.
In his sundress.
Excuse me,
guys,
boys.
Can you keep it down?
Excuse me, sir. What's
excuse
going
me,
on?
Sir. Don't make me take this dress off and come over there.
Anyway, he said to her, do you realise what you've put in that picture? And she said, no, what are you talking about? And he said, maybe you should just quickly check the picture again that you've posted. And you can't see it on first glimpse, I'll be honest with you. When I first saw it, I said, what am I looking at? And then she said, look carefully in the reflection. Oh, no. And there is her sister fully nude.
Nude?
Bits out, both top and bottom.
What?
Fully nude in the reflection of the TV that's on sale on Gumtree.
Nude?
Nude.
How? I was not expecting
that. Nude.
Did she sell the TV?
She did. Yeah.
So it's a good sales technique.
I mean, that's wasn't what she was going for. But I didn't realise how many people do this. I remember there was a woman in a mirror
a couple of years ago. Well, there's a website for people trying to sell mirrors.
And is there?
Yes, because they're all always nude in them.
Well, why are people selling stuff when they're nude? Why is that when you think, I must take the photo that I've been
meaning
to on TV?
I feel like I can't 2 hours to come.
Yeah. I also feel like I can't make any disparaging remarks about them as I sit here in my sundress.
That is true. But I've gone onto a website that's just full of accidental nudes, and it's all these people like taking. It's called. I'm not sure. Producer,
you said you went onto the website.
I didn't really go on the website, but I'm looking at some good images.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From the website. Lots of people taking selfies of themselves, not noticing that you can either see their bum in the reflection, or partners taking it of their partner and they're nude, so you can see them in the reflection. Lots of fun to be had. Oh, there's a lady. That shot is a beautiful selfie shot. She's got a fascinator on. She's off to the races. And in the reflection, where's she sitting?
She's sitting on the bog.
She's sitting on the bog.
That's one. I remember that one from years ago of the woman who there was no nudity, but in the background there was her toilet and she hadn't flushed.
Oh, that's mortifying. Oh, God.
That
anyway.
One's deliberate. That guy's is deliberate. Surely.
Do you reckon? Yeah, and he's clenching his bum cheeks.
He's clenching his bum cheeks.
Or is that what you do when you take a selfie?
He's tucked his shirt up over his bum.
Yeah.
Like it's rolled up.
Weird. Yeah. Joining us now is who have we got there, Jess? Amanda?
We actually have a Lindola that we were talking about before.
What?
Lindola, hello.
Hello, this is another Lindola.
Is your name actually Lindola?
No, but for the purposes of this call.
Lindola, what happened?
Well, I didn't actually get a picture, but I actually answered the door. Well, I wasn't totally nude. I had a shower cap on. But, answered the door to Mormons with a shower cap on.
To who? To the Mormons?
You know, like Jehovah's Witness?
Yes, that would have been a lot for them.
Yes.
Do you reckon they get that often, though?
Do they?
That would happen more.
Someone nude with a shower cap? No.
Yeah, I reckon, because you wouldn't know it was them, and then you open it up, oh, sorry.
I somehow think that's more nude than nude.
With a shower cap on?
Yes.
Yes.
It's like if you're wearing socks, but nude.
Yes.
Somehow more
it's
nude.
Offensive. Yeah.
That's almost what I'm wearing now.
No.
Lindola, I have a question about Jehovah's Witnesses. Do they have a life of celibacy?
I don't know because I ran away from the door and I didn't speak to them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you've signed up and now you're knocking door to door in the shower cap.
With the shower cap.
Yeah. No, because my baby was only like 6 weeks old. I was sleep deprived. I had the shower on, trying to get in the shower when she finally got to sleep. And then I thought I heard the doorbell and we had clear glass doors at the front. And so I just stupidly went to the door to answer.
Oh, I love
gave
them
a little pep up in their day.
Yeah, good on you, Lindola. Thank you.
Amanda, when were you accidentally nude?
It was one of my friends. So she's gone through a major weight loss journey and she's very proud of herself. Got the picture of the scales up there online. They were glass scales and hadn't realised she was naked. And you can actually see her reflected in the
You'd be able to see her bits, like her, upwards. Oh. Yes, her reflection upwards.
She upskirted herself.
Upskirted herself.
Yeah,
oh, how mortifying. Did she take it down straight away?
Oh, it probably up for about an hour. And then
I feel like that's...
Wasn't checking a post and people were like trying to get in touch with her urgently. And
I feel like that's a double worst nightmare because not only can people see you nude, but they can see exactly how much you weigh.
But they see, because you're taking it down.
Of the scales.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Reese. G'day, Reese.
Hey, how you going?
Great. We're talking accidental nudes. What have you got?
So I was trying to upload a ad to sell my motorbike at the time, and uploaded a picture of myself by accident standing in front of the mirror naked.
Oh God.
I mean,
And then I was trying to delete it when I realised, because it come up JPEG 1, JPEG 2, and I tried to count the photos.
JPEG.
And then when I seen it, I was like, what the hell is that?
Is that what you call it? Yeah.
So I'm trying to delete it, and then Facebook stopped working, so I had to get on another phone, partner's and phone, and log into her Facebook to try and delete the friggin' photo.
Oh, sure, so Reese. You planned to upload JPEG 2 all along, didn't you?
Did it have the same description, though? Did it say, like, the tyres are a bit bald, but it hasn't done many kilometres?
No, it was in good condition.
Carrie and Tommy.
Because it was about 2 weeks ago that we learned of the very sad passing of, as you said, the godfather of Australian music, Michael Gudinski, the man who founded Mushroom Records, the largest independent label ever in Australia, and, of course, Frontier Touring, who toured the likes of Ed Sheeran. We weren't so instrumental at bringing people like Bruce Springsteen out into the country.
Some of the biggest artists.
Frank Sinatra.
I think Ed Sheeran, like 2.7 million tickets sold when he came out to Australia. And he had seen Ed Sheeran, I think, play it to 30 people in a small pub somewhere in Melbourne. And from there, you know, said, this is going to be a big ride for you. Jumped on board. And then look at Ed Sheeran now. He was obsessed with music and he loved people. And he was an incredible businessman. And last night, it was a really bittersweet night, but it was such a celebration of his life. And there was so much about him, you know, I've known him for a few years now, but there was so much about him I didn't know. Like at seven, so this is a seven-year-old, he was already had a business mind. He grew up opposite a race course and he noticed people would be parking in their driveway. And so he started charging people to park in their driveway at the age of seven. Mm. And obviously he just went on and on and on to become one of the most successful, you know, businessmen and in the music industry. But he was also just an incredibly generous man, and that's why I was there to speak about his contribution to the world of charity and his support for women over the years. And the night, it was just, he would have loved every single bit of it. Some absolutely remarkable performances. Jimmy Barnes was just so beautiful. When the war was over, it just was the most heartbreaking, but also such a you know, such a celebration of life when he sang that as well. There were messages from every artist you can think of. I mean, every single major artist in the world had recorded a message. We had Springsteen, Billy Joel, Rod Stewart. We've got a couple of the messages here from Taylor Swift, Sam Smith, and Elton John.
I have spent birthdays with Michael and Sue. They've opened up their home to me. We've had so many incredible memories over the years, and I will never forget.
Michael had such a wonderful impact on my life. It was always an honor to be in the presence of Michael. He is a legend. Legends never, never die.
Well, a legend he was. Musicians from all over the world wanted to come to Australia so that they could work for him. He loved music so much, but I'm sure that people will follow his example and carry on his legacy. Shine on, you crazy man.
And these were great mates of his. He wasn't just business partners with him. And I think the commonality between the artists that he represented and himself was that he was as obsessed with the music as they were. And one of those people who became great friends with him over the years was Ed Sheeran, who jumped on a plane the moment Michael passed away. Before he knew anything about a memorial, he wanted to come out and be with Michael's family. And he did 2 weeks quarantine in New South Wales and then came down to Melbourne for the memorial last night. And he spoke about how he wrote a song during lockdown as a way of sort of processing the grief he was feeling about Michael's passing. And it's the first time he ever played it, and it was incredibly special.
In lockdown, I was able to have a guitar for quarantine. And, you know, I always find the best way to process stuff is to write songs, be it good news, bad news, or whatever. And yeah, here's a song I finished last week.
I wish that heaven had visiting hours so I could just show up and bring the news that she's getting older. And I wish that you'd met her.
There he's talking about his little daughter who's also in the country with him at the moment. And it was really emotional for everyone watching, but it actually got quite emotional for Ed. And there was a couple of times where he actually struggled to keep playing.
But I know what they'd say, that it's for the best.
Sorry.
So I will live life the way you taught me.
Which is cool. It was beautiful. It's a side of Ed you don't get to see. And yeah. It was just so genuine and real. And that's what the whole night was. So many people sharing and opening their hearts. Michael's family letting us in. It was so incredibly personal. And you felt so honoured to be there and hearing them share their stories about their dad. Kylie Minogue was there. And Kylie, you know, he discovered Kylie in the 80s and took Kylie to the world. And you know, the world fell in love with Kylie and has been in love with her ever since. And they had an incredible bond, and she spoke about that relationship.
My heart's pounding. So Michael, the big G, took this little scrawny girl from Melbourne to the world and back home again. He made me feel, all 5 foot and a whisper of me, made me feel like I was at least 5 foot five, which we know was never going to happen. No, he made me feel 100 feet tall. How he believed in you when you couldn't yourself.
And that message was echoed many times throughout the night, how he almost often believed in you more than you believed in yourself. But the moment that I think he would have just been watching from above, if that's where he is, thinking, oh, my God, I did it, was Kylie had said Michael always wanted her to meet Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And it had never happened. And then all of a sudden on stage was Kylie Minogue and Ed Sheeran doing the locomotion.
If you feel like joining in the chorus, please do. This is We Love You, Gudinski. There's only one, there will only ever be one. You have our hearts forever. We gotta do it! Everybody's doing brand new dance now. Up there!
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you're getting like it if you get a chance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
Ed learnt that just for the night. He learnt it while he was in quarantine. So it was such a special night. Rest in peace, Michael. You'll always be number one.
Gary and Tommy.
Because I want to take us into unknown territory.
Okay.
I have an idea for a game called How Long Until They Let Us Know That We're Wrong.
It's a catchy title.
So everybody, it's not going to fit on a T-shirt, is it? So everybody that is listening right now, you are in on the joke.
Okay.
Right? But there are going to be some people that are just about to switch on their radio. And when they do that, we are going to be talking about the Sydney Olympics.
Yeah.
Because I want to ask you about your favourite memories from
it. Sure.
And I'll list some of mine. But all of the facts I'm going to give you are going to be wrong.
Yeah.
And I want to know how long it takes until someone who has just tuned in goes, I can't handle this anymore.
And calls up to correct us.
And calls up to tell us we're wrong.
Oh.
And if that does happen, some of the people that are listening now that are in on the joke, I'm hoping they call up to say, no, the guys are right. And it's you that's wrong. And our
listeners can have an argument. Okay, it's a lot that's going to happen in the next 5 minutes.
It's like half of Australia is pranking the other half of Australia.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Okay, that's nice that you think half of Australia is currently listening.
Half of Australia is not listening. That's pretty bad, actually. So the game starts now. Hey, Bickers.
Yes.
I just want to talk to you about, I was watching a doco the other night and I want to talk to you about my favourite memories from the 2001 Olympics.
Remember the ones? In Sydney
and Perth.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, because they had to have the opening ceremony in Perth. I can't remember why that was.
I think it was some security thing at the time. It was very last minute.
Yeah. I grew up in ice rink was where Stephen Bradbury won silver.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I grew up in Perth and it was so exciting that we finally got something.
Of course, because a lot of the kids got to get involved, didn't they?
Yes.
So 131060, I would love, if you have some of your favourite memories from the 2001 Olympics, that'd be fantastic. For me personally,
my highlight was definitely Kathy Freeman when she started the water fountain thing. That was amazing.
The water fountain thing.
Starts the whole game.
Yes.
Yes.
And then went on to win the 100 metre sprint, which, as we all know, I still think is probably the greatest sporting moment in.
Was that in the doco?
In Australian history.
Yeah.
Yes, that was in the doco.
It's amazing. It was like united a nation.
Yeah. And even some of the things that I thought were going to be cringe weren't. Like when they got Bindi Irwin to sing the national anthem at the opening ceremony.
Oh, she was great. It's so weird to think she's so grown up now.
I know.
She was so little back then.
She was so. Oh, we got Reese. G'day, Reese.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great. What was your favourite memory from the 2001 Olympics?
Oh, no,
Reese has dropped out.
Are you there, Reese? No.
Oh, no.
Josh is there, though. Should we go to Josh and we'll come back to Reese?
G'day. I reckon let's try Reese.
Okay.
Oh, no. We'll call him back. We've had a bad one.
Okay. Anyway, keep talking to me about some of your...
Let's go to Fergus quickly over here. G'day, Fergus.
G'day. How you going?
Yeah, great. What was your favourite memory from the 2001 Olympics?
2000 Olympics? I was in a marching band in the opening of the ceremony.
In Perth? You?
Yeah, in Sydney.
But it was in Perth, though, the opening ceremony.
2000 Olympics.
2001, I think you'll find, Fergus.
The Olympics in Sydney. Hey.
Hold on. We got Josh on the line. Josh, is there something you wanted to say to Fergus?
Josh?
Yes, Tommy. Hey,
Josh, what is your favourite memory from the 2001? Well, Fergus seems to think it was 2000, but the 2001 Olympics.
Yeah, mate, I don't know which Olympics you're talking about because it's definitely 2000.
Well, I'm sure, but I just watched a documentary on it the other night. 2001, but we're having the Olympics again this year. They are every 4 years.
Yeah.
It is 2021.
Yes.
So they can't have been in 2000. Jesse, do we have anyone else there?
Yes, I think Meg wants to add something.
Oh, g'day, Meg.
Hey.
Hey, what would you like to add?
I just wanted to say the 2001 Olympics were absolutely fantastic, especially when they did the water slide after that water fountain.
That was amazing.
Honestly, that spine tingling, that just made the hairs on my arm stand up.
Meg, thank you so much for calling in because Fergus and Josh just tried to say
is
that
Fergus
the Olympics
still there? Because
were in
I think,
2000. I but Meg, they were definitely 2001, weren't they?
My birthday comes every year. The Olympics is on. It's definitely 2001.
Thank you, Fergus. I mean, you've just heard it there from Meg. I think maybe you're mistaken.
I must be. 20 years ago.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. You know, last week I went to Frozen.
Yes.
Awesome. Finished the show, headed out with the masses as you do when you exit a theatre, and headed off to get in our car. Went down a few levels of a car park, piled in, got our ticket, and went to head out. Got in the car, two kids in the back, and we sat. And we sat. And we sat.
How long?
And we sat.
Kids would have loved that too.
I reckon 40 minutes,
to get out of the car park?
35, maybe.
Did you pay for your ticket at the machine?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's such a rookie error.
There was a spanner in the works that doesn't really relate to this story because everybody got stuck, but Chris lost the ticket and then he had to go on. They had to give him another one. He had to pay the full
your
day rate and
partner,
all of that stuff.
I do not know how he gets through life. I still think about, and it gives me joy, the day I spent at the airport with him. It was like Meet the Fockers or something. It just every single turn. He got wrong. He took someone else's bag from the baggage claim. he walked
not good
out.
At the, look, he's good at a lot of things. He can't be good at everything.
At one stage, he said to me, he goes, anyway, see you, mate. And I thought, we finally got through that. And then he walked off and I went, where is he going? And sure enough, he walks back past the other way. I'm like, that's not the exit there.
Anyway, the fact that he lost the ticket was irrelevant because the entire car park, the boom gates stopped working or something happened and no one was coming out of the car park. We were just stuck four levels underground with kids in the car.
Frozen.
Anyway, it was incredibly frustrating, but whatever, you know, frozen. Funny. Yeah. Good. Last night. I was leaving an arena with Sonda, our producer, and she drove. And so we went and got in the car and it was 11 o'clock at night and I was about going to catch an Uber and she said, no, I'll drive you home. And I said, thanks. And so we got in her car, we backed out and then we sat and we sat and we sat. How long, Sonda? 30 at least?
30 at least.
30 at least. No movement in the car park.
After 15, did you not go?
I'm going to go catch an Uber. I did think about that. My feet, I can't wear high heels anymore. And I'd almost taken them off walking to the car and Sonda said, "Not, don't take your heels off, Carrie. Keep your heels on because you want to see me with my heels flung over my shoulder."
Isn't that relatable? Isn't that like a good look?
Nah.
Oh, I just reckon, nah. And so the thought of walking back to the road was even worse than the thought that we were going to get stuck in there. But then my mind started racing, as my mind does. And I thought, what if we don't get out of here tonight?
Yeah, what if I'm stuck with Sonda forever?
What if I'm stuck with... No, we had great chat. But it made me think, how long would I have given it
Has there ever been a car park that just never opened?
Oh, when do you leave? When do you leave?
Like, when do you leave? And does everyone then just get out of their cars and leave all their cars in there and come back next week?
Imagine if you were just about to get out and the guy in front of you got out of their car and walked off and now, you're stuck behind a car. A ghost car.
I guess, because then who leaves first? That's right. Oh. And how long would you just sleep in your car in there overnight?
Oh,
people would have done that.
Why would you sleep in your car?
Because if you can't get out of the car park and you're nowhere near home, surely people have had to sleep in their car park, in their car in a car park.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know, what would happen, because my mind came up with all these creative things and I thought it doesn't really happen. They'd eventually get it open and it'd clear out.
So what do you want to know from people? Have you left your car or how long have you been stuck?
Just what happened? Narellan, are you there?
Hello.
How are you going? Am I saying your name right?
No,
you and the callers are just a electric bit more. I'll stay out of it. You keep going. G'day, Kelly.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah,
it says no Narellan.
Yeah, I know, but it's not her name.
It says Narellan, okay?
I know, but
I've been stitched up here. Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, what happened when you got stuck in the car park?
We went and saw Monster Jam probably about 6-7 years ago when it was at Homebush, and we had parked on the top level and it took us close to 4 hours to get out.
Is Monster Jam monster trucks?
Yes, yes.
Oh, sick. And the whole time you'd be thinking, if only we had one to get out.
Might just roll over the top of them.
Yes, 100%.
So what happened? Was there a problem with the machine, or that's just how long it took to clear the car park?
Yeah, that's just how long it took, I think, to clear it.
That's ridiculous. They're just not well made.
And were people going to the toilet everywhere?
Well, I did.
Did you?
I went to the actual toilet, but yeah, it was ridiculous. It was just terrible. Nobody was moving at all because they were letting all the bottom levels,
go first.
Once they were all clear, then doing the second level, so it took forever.
Did you think about leaving, just getting out of your car and going home?
I probably would have, but it was my other half's car, so there's no way because we drive V8, there's no way he would have just left that.
Yeah, of course.
I love it.
Yeah.
Good on you, Kelly. Thank you. Have another go.
Caroline, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Very well, look, Caroline. Thank you. Nice to hear from you today.
Thanks.
Good chat. What happened when you got stuck in your car park?
Oh, we went to Robbie concert in 2003 at Nebworth.
In Nebworth? Where's Nebworth?
In England.
Yep.
And there was about 125,000 people there. So we got back to the car about 11 p.m. and couldn't move the car, so we decided to sleep in the car.
Oh, you did sleep in the car?
Yeah, we slept in the car and didn't move. We couldn't move the car, so we just slept there till 7 a.m.
Caroline, I would have thought sleeping in a car in Nebworth would have been pretty cold.
Oh, it was summer. It was okay.
Well, then I'm wrong.
And you think my chat's bad.
I know.
Who else we got there, Jess?
Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
So I ended up sleeping or getting back from a work Christmas party and had a few too many drinks and ended up sleeping on the floor of the car park as security had gone home. So we couldn't get our cars out. And I had a back issue at the time. So I was legs up in the boot and laying down on the floor until co-workers found me the next morning.
Why wouldn't you sleep? I had a back issue.
It's because you just passed out on the floor of a car park.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Sam Fisher.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yo. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. It's good to talk to you guys.
Are you okay? Because I'm worried about you, Sam. Mm-hmm. Last song, you told us how you hated living in LA and you were depressed. This song, you're not calling your mum anymore because you care more about what other people think. Are you okay, Sam?
Listen, it's a brand, all right? Apparently I need to be sad to write a good song. I'm doing all right. Thank you for asking, though.
How is LA? I mean, we're luckily kind of COVID-free here. Is it still a mess over there?
Yeah, rub it in, mate. I wish I was home.
You're welcome to come back at any time, Sam.
Am I, though?
I actually don't think you are. I think our government is really close to borders. I'm so sorry, mate, but you are stuck there.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. But no, you know what? The mess is being cleaned up. Vaccinations are happening. I am very lucky to have got my first shot. So hopefully I will get my second one in a couple of weeks, and then hopefully I can get home to do this in person. But it's okay. We've gotten through it. My wife and I we've done well to get through it, and yeah, we're staying positive. Life is good right now. I don't have too much to complain about.
Yeah, we don't want to rub it in over here, but you can have 75,000 people at a footy match, so you could come and smash it out at an arena sometime soon.
Wow. Well, we get to have our COVID bubble over, which consists of about six people. So I see your 75,000 and I raise you six.
Back to you being a sad sack. So your song with Demi Lovato, I love. But is it about your world there and how you feel, or who's it about?
Yeah, I mean, when I wrote it, I actually wrote what other people say in early 2019 before this city had taken off at all, and I was kind of looking at my life. Yeah, it's been a hard secret to keep, but before my life took the turn that it did, I was kind of questioning everything. And not only that, but the song almost didn't happen because I went to the studio to write for another artist, but that artist didn't end up turning up. So I took that really personally and thought it was commentary on me. And it was just kind of, I started looking at my life and not loving where I was at and what other people say happened. So not long after that, Demi heard it and wanted to jump on.
When you say what other people say, and the reason I mention the fact that you don't call your mum anymore, is it the idea that you end up so far away from who you really are and you care more about the world you're in than the people you love and stuff like that?
Yeah, you nailed it. That's exactly what it is. Instead of my whole diatribe, I could have just said that.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Hey, Sam, who stood you up?
You know, I can't tell you that. I don't think I've told them that.
About the time
on radio. All I'll say is it wasn't a solo artist. There was a couple people, but a band stood us up.
One Direction.
Bit rough. Not One Direction. I wish it was One Direction.
Because you have written with Louis, haven't you?
I have written with Louis. That is true.
Okay, so we've narrowed it down to anyone but One Direction.
The Beatles.
I wish. It would be an honour to be stood up by the Beatles, to be fair.
I do have a question about something you mentioned last time you were with us, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. You mentioned that you and Jennifer Love Hewitt had been messaging, but you hadn't been able to catch up with her due to COVID. Have you caught up with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Unfortunately, Jennifer Love Hewitt still escapes me. We are still in heavy COVID times here, but she did another little tidbit is she did say that if I ever wanted her in a music video to just reach out. That's pretty cool.
I bet your wife said no.
I know, just gets better. My wife is like, absolutely, let me know how it goes.
Our anchor, Jessie here, who's a few years younger than us, didn't even know who Jennifer Love Hewitt was, Jess, did you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd heard of the name, but I'd heard of the name.
How could you not know? Party Jessie. Five.
Sorry.
Grow up, Jessie.
I'm trying.
Hey, Sam, I know obviously TikTok was a massive feature in this city blowing up and going
big. Did it have like 1 billion views or something?
Something ridiculous.
Something like that.
How instrumental is TikTok in making music popular now?
It's certainly a good avenue to get your music out. If I knew what happened with this city on TikTok, I would bottle it up and use it for every song. But I have absolutely no idea why it was successful on the app. But it seems to be that the more people use your songs for their videos, the more streams you get on those platforms. But I don't know. I think that going into songwriting thinking, oh, this would be really good for TikTok is so... That's not for me. I don't want to write songs just for TikTok. But it's become a metric, mate. It's It's a tough one because it's so random.
Yeah, I would just be writing songs with the words TikTok in them over and over.
But also, Sam, your songs would feature high on my algorithm because I didn't realise there was a TikTok algorithm, and all I ever saw was women after divorces crying in their cars until I realised there was actually more than that on TikTok. But your songs, your sad songs would be great for that.
Yeah, great crying songs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know what? If it puts another number on the board, why not?
What Other People Say is available everywhere now.
Such
Sam
a cracking
Fisher,
tune.
It is always a pleasure. Thank you, bro.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Because we ponder the big issues on this show. This was from a few days ago. Is champagne just white wine that they've put in a soda stream?
Not quite.
How do they make?
I don't know.
Okay, because I thought it was
but
its
I
type
think
of
you
grape.
Should definitely do that at some point.
Yeah, because isn't it grown in the Champagne region, that type of grape, which is why, no, maybe
it's
not.
Made there.
Yeah. Oh, it's made there. Okay.
Is champagne a white wine that they've just added bubbles to?
Absolutely. No you should idea. Put it in a soda stream. Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Let's try great. That. Blindfold me and see if I can taste the difference.
Oh, we don't have the blindfolds.
I'll just close my eyes.
Yeah, okay. So,
so you've got a bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah, we didn't get champagne because Donnie's a tight ass.
Actually, she just got that from my fridge, so she is a real tight ass. Yeah. And we've got a SodaStream machine and a bottle of Semignon Semignon, is that how you say it? Sauve Blanc.
Yes.
You know what I just realised? You could even put the Prosecco into the SodaStream and make it double fizzy.
Double champagne.
Yeah.
Prosecco. Oh, my God. That's double the Seco. Drink we're going to serve.
Yeah.
Because, no, you like it bubbly.
Yeah, aggressive on your tongue.
Double Seco.
It's like everyone's had a party in your mouth and they're moshing. Yes. hey.
Sorry, I went quiet then because I was thinking of good names.
Yeah,
I was thinking of, I don't know, just Prosecco, like a second.
Prosecco time round.
Or it's not Prosecco, it's amateur Secco.
That's good.
That's funny.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so
Perfecto?
First of all, so you've got to make the, put
Perfecto.
The wine. Put the wine in the soda sheet.
Stop telling them what to do. You're meant to be blindfolded.
Not for the whole thing when it comes to the taste test.
What do you mean? That's now, though.
No, you haven't bubbled it.
I'm not, because I just opened the Prosecco, mate.
Okay, we'll start bubbling
If we
this.
Are going to go into business together, you have got to chill out on the attitude, my friend. You know what you need?
Well, one of us
you
has to be a doer. You're the dreamer. I've got to do it.
You need a drink. That's what you need. You're lucky I'm here. Okay, I'm pouring some.
I mean, it certainly doesn't look appealing when you're tipping the wine into the SodaStream machine.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you, you are blindfolded.
Sorry,
I want to see how the sausage is made. You just want to eat it.
Yes. Why'd you bring sausages into it?
I don't know.
It actually
like
just looks like
process.
You've peed in a bottle by your bed.
Prosecco.
Isn't that what they call it? The champagne we used to have when we were younger? Pissanti? No.
Spumanti.
Spumanti. Yes.
And it made you pissanti.
Okay. And ready to go?
No.
Don't break the soda stream machine.
Okay, I'm trying.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm scared.
Oh, does it normally make that noise? Sound.
Because you are blindfolded.
More? What's happening? You can talk, Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Why?
It's everywhere. Oh, it's everywhere.
Oh, no. Take it out.
Take it out.
Oh, shit, it's going to the equipment.
Oh, no. I'll soak it up. Don't worry. I'll soak it up with a book.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a working with kids permit that I've used to soak that up.
Oh, no, we need that. We're going to give a working with kids permit soaked in alcohol back to them to say, we're responsible enough to work with children.
Okay, because now you're going to have to taste one from the table. Hang on. Okay, we're still good.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, God. And now the granny flat's going to smell
Oh, no. Like the rest of
your house. Oh, gosh. Careful. Okay, just take it out gently. Yep, okay. There we go. Okay, now you're going to put it in a shower. I'll close my eyes now.
You're blindfolded.
Okay, this is fun.
You don't need to close your eyes because you're already blindfolded.
But I'm not. Everyone knows I'm not. Okay.
So hang on.
That's amazing.
Is it worth ruining our whole radio show for?
Yes.
We're going to need that $610 million for a new studio.
Okay.
Okay, so here is the first one.
Okay.
Take a sip of that. Give us your thoughts. How's it sitting on the palate? How's the bubbles?
Nice amount of bubbles. I could have a bit more bubbles if I was honest.
Oh. I could have held it down. Or the bottling company.
Were you about to give it away? Nice flavour,
okay,
though.
Okay, there's one.
Beautiful flavour.
Didn't have to scull the whole glass, okay. But here's the other one.
Did get real taste of it, though. Mm. Real sense.
So
of
hang
it.
On, what did you give that one out of 10?
I'd give that a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Flavour or fizziness?
The fizziness wasn't fizzy enough for me, and okay. The flavour, I needed it a bit stronger.
Okay, yeah. Bit more, cool. Bit stronger, classic, bit more when it comes to drinking. And how's that? Talk us through the second
That's
one.
That's really good. So that is quite bubbly, and it's got quite a nice flavour on it.
Does
too.
It? Mm. So what are you giving that one out of 10?
That's about an 8.
Bickmore, do you want the great news?
Champagne or wine? In a Soda Stream.
Soda Stream wine for the
no
win.
No way. Serious?
Yes, mate.
Have we just lifted the lid on the biggest con of all time?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I'm not sure what the question is.
It just means that no one needs to spend money on champagne when they can just whack their Sauv Blanc
for
Chardonnay in a Soda Stream machine.
It was Prosecco because our bosses are tired of us.
That's right.
But you know what else is great? You know how you can never get the cork back in the champagne bottle?
Yeah.
Not a problem anymore.
Just re-zhuzh it in the Soda Stream.
Yeah.
Guys,
Oh my God, guys.
We have to delete all this audio and then invent it ourselves.
But the Soda Stream thing's already been invented.
Damn it, they'd be so rich.
And wine's already been invented. Yeah, they are, I think.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Carrie and Tommy. Come on, let me show you what it's all about. Every time we play, you could win $10,000.
Cents.
On the Hit Network, it's Stab, Abby and Matt's.
A Carrie and Tommy's.
Alphabet.
Cents.
Why play Alpha Bucks when you can play Sense? We give you so many more cents. Rachel, does that sound good to you?
Oh, that's wonderful. I need all the cents I can get.
I mean, you'll get 10,000 of them, Rach, if you get this right. Yes. What could you do with that?
Yeah, not a lot.
Okay.
I mean, that's dream big is what we say.
Well, it's
dream big.
It's honest. Honesty is the best policy. Rach, your letter for today is G, as in G for gardener.
Okay.
You will get 10 questions. You have 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can. Starting with G, you can't repeat words. Are you ready?
Right, okay. Let's go.
Your time starts now. A colour.
Green.
A sport.
Golf.
An occupation.
Gardener.
A country.
Germany.
A school subject.
Geography.
A pet.
Pass.
A musical.
Pass.
Something you take on a holiday.
Golf clubs.
A five-letter word.
Pass.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
700 cents is all yours, Rach.
I'm going to the pub tonight.
Carrie and Tommy. Woo!